So what do you got going on this weekend? If that question right now just brought a little bit of a dread in your belly, I want to talk to you right now. 90.9 KCBI. I'm Lori. And a lot of times when we think about the weekend, everybody else has got great plans. And we're going to see it all over Instagram and Facebook. And instead, we sit in that place where it just makes you feel lonely. This morning, I woke up with that feeling. I just moved to Dallas 2 weeks ago. And you might be thinking, who is this? I'm Lori. I'm the new girl. And I am living right now in an apartment that is piled high with boxes. And I was thinking, hey, it's Friday. I got up this morning. And like I normally do, I think about, oh, who am I going to talk to this weekend? And where am I going to go have brunch? And what little kiddos am I going to get to snuggle with? My friends or nieces or nephews. And the reality sunk in that, hey, I'm the new girl in Dallas. And I don't have any plans. And it felt lonely. And I don't think that I'm alone in that feeling in a lot of ways. And I know that you may be thinking to yourself, girl, I've got a full agenda of things going on this weekend. And yet you feel lonely too. You might feel lonely in your marriage, feel lonely at church and all the different activities. Loneliness sucks sometimes. And so as I took that to the Lord this morning and I was just saying out loud, God, I feel lonely. The emptiness of no plans. And this is where it leaves me. But this is a scripture that I opened up to this morning, and I want to encourage you. In Psalm 25:16, it says, turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. And this verse, it felt like all of a sudden I had this picture of I was this little girl sitting in my papa's lap. How many of your kids say, hey, daddy, look at me, look at me? That's what it felt like as I read this verse. I felt like a child sitting in the lap of my father saying, turn to me. Those childlike face, the fingers that maybe have grabbed your face, your kids say, mommy, look, daddy, look at me. That's what it felt like. God, look at me. I'm here. I'm not alone. Have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. And God answers my prayer. God answers my prayer in so many different ways. And it doesn't mean that all of a sudden my weekend is fully packed, but it means this, that we have the pleasure of sitting before a God that looks upon us with such delight. He will fill in those empty spots. There's different seasons for all of us, but that we are reminded that God is with us, that God is for us, and that we are not alone.